Lastly, but not the least, that we are confronted with the because there are there are differential diagnoses for higher end gap, and there are differential diagnoses for non-anion gap or normal anion gap acidosis. And this is the way to calculate the anion gap. So first step, look at the pH, how we deal with acidemia or alkalemia. I think it's very easy for you by now. Acidemia less than 7.35, alkalemia more than 7.45. Bicarbonate is normal between 22 and 26. The anion gap normal is 10 plus minus 2. The BCO2, the partial pressure of carbon dioxide, 35. In order to determine whether we are dealing with primary as respiratory or metabolic, again, BCO2 are like that. Let's start with respiratory acidosis. The mechanism by which we have metabolic or respiratory acidosis is hypoventilation. The primary mechanism, PCO2, will go up. How would that go up? By? Hypoventilation. So there will be no washout of PCO2, and it will accumulate. As a result of that, when it accumulates, the pH will go down, and then there will be compensation. The pH will, or the bicarb will go up, but that will take time. So acutely, the kidney will need 24 to 48 hours to compensate. So in acute cases, the bicarb will not be elevated, to be normal, or near normal. If you have a patient with chronic respiratory acidosis, the kidney will have time, and you'll see the PCO2 is high, pH is low, and bicarb will go up, or high, it's not normal. That will indicate to you, probably this is chronic. There might be acute and chronic. Why? That's why the pH is abnormal, like there is some chronic element. So hypoventilation, like what? What would give you hypoventilation?
COPD.
For your better. But COPD is not hypoventilation. COPD or the
hypoventilation.
Asthma. 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 Hypoventilation.
Asthma.
Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma. Asthma.
Depression.
CNS depression. What will give you depression? Drugs. Like what? Opioids. Benzodiazepine. Yes.
Alcohol
sometimes give you, if you are susceptible, but can give you something else. But so CNS depression, either by medication most of the time, opioid, benzodiazepine, or others. So patient will have hypoventilation. As a result of that, PCO2 will go up, and pH will be low, and you'll have respiratory acidosis. Treatment? Stop the offending agent and support the patient till he's more awake. Well, there's an antidote, give them antidote. Or protect their airway till the medication of drug fade away. Like, next. خلص من CNS. Nerve.
Nerve.
So we have? Guillain-Barré syndrome, because demyelinating disease. Demyelinating disease, sometimes it might affect the nerves. Definitely it affects the nerve of the lower limb or the upper limb, but sometimes it can affect the nerves to the respiratory system. You will have respiratory failure, hypoventilation. Treatment, treat again the underlying disease. You might need to intubate the patient for a while, support them, give them IVIG, plasmapheresis, give them steroids, and they recover from the disease. Also CNS, nerve. By then, neuromuscular junction. Like what? How did they present? Eye problem, ptosis, weakness, and sometimes they present with respiratory crisis. That's why in patients with Guillain-Barré or myasthenia gravis, you need to do their tidal volume. And you might need to do as well if you see them tachycardic or tachypneic, you need to do ABG to see whether they are retaining CO2 or not. Because if you miss them, they might go into respiratory arrest because they will build up their CO2 and there will be acidosis. Next. How would you diagnose Guillain-Barré? How do they present?
Yes.
Initially they present with ascending paralysis. But you have to check for CO2. Well, myasthenia gravis, they present with ptosis. Right, next. For muscle problem. In particular, the chest wall. Congenital abnormalities. Shale muscular dystrophy and others. Trauma as well, clear chest. It's only if they involve the muscle atrophy by all the types. Initially, they will present with weakness, but then they will be ventilated. They will be ventilated because most of the time it's a risk. Same next. Pneumothorax. Where? Problem in the bronchioles. So the patient with COPD, they don't present with hypercapnia because they are hyperventilated or hyperventilated. They have a problem in the bronchodilation. They have fixed bronchoconstriction. So they will tend to accumulate the VCO2, to not go outside. So that's why they have hypercapnia. But is this easy to differentiate by disease process? That's one for the respiratory acidosis. Do you think it's easy to diagnose? pH will be low, VCO2 will be high. This is respiratory acidosis. And then you figure it out yourself. Did this patient take sedative? Does he fit in Guillain-Barré? Does he fit in myasthenia gravis? Does he fit with the Duchenne muscular dystrophy or any muscular dystrophy? Or any COPD? It's not difficult. And most of the time, we don't see it. Myasthenia gravis is not common. Otherwise, Guillain-Barré is the same. It's not very common. Yes, it's there. So the most common cause would be either drug-related or COPD. And by exclusion, epidemiologically, either COPD or drug-related. And if the patient coming from home, most likely, COPD. Let's move on to the other one, respiratory alkalosis. Mechanism here is hyperventilation. What make you hyperventilate?
Anxiety.
Anemia can give you that, طيب.
Pneumonia,
bronchial asthma. What else? Aspirin overdose, pregnancy. Sometimes bleeding in the brainstem can give you hyperventilation, and you'll have respiratory
asthma.
Bronchial asthma. The bronchial asthma, though, it's very interesting. Initially, they will present with hyperventilation. By then, fatigue. And they will have normal ABG. So by then, respiratory acidosis. If you find an asthmatic in respiratory acidosis, mild disease, very severe disease. Because they are tired, they should not have hypoventilation. Unless they are tired, they cannot breathe anymore. Any question here?
COPD,
hypoventilate. Like a mechanism, it's not hypoventilation. Retention of CO2 because of post-process. Is the respiratory one clear?
Yes.
Let's move on to the metabolic acidosis. Where do we get acid from? Either internally, from the body, by the metabolism, or from outside. Normally we eat. When we eat, there will be acid generation. Like the body will try to maintain it. The kidney will try to maintain it in a normal level, like to maintain the bicarb between 22 and 26. Then, like what would make you more acidotic if you are producing more acid internally or taking acids from outside? The acid from outside?
Ethanol.
Organic acid. Methanol. Ethanol. Or internally, like?
Decay.
Ketoacidosis, related to diabetes, or related to starvation. Or lactic acid related to shock and hypoperfusion. Or we are losing bicarb. How do you lose bicarb? Kidney or diarrhea. Renal tubular acidosis or diarrhea. How do you differentiate between all the acidosis and kidney? Metabolic alkalosis, you are getting bicarb or losing acid. How do you lose acid?
Vomiting,
because it's CL in the stomach. How do you gain bicarb? If I give you bicarb, or a few diseases that can regenerate bicarb in the disease. Right. So let's move on to the examples that Case 1, 22-year-old woman presented with poor oral numbness in both hands of her. ABG 7.48. What are we dealing with?
Alkalosis.
Now, this is the first step. Second step, are we dealing with respiratory or metabolic? So, look at the VCO2. Is it normal?
No.
No. Or low?
No.
Low. So, could this be respiratory alkalosis?
No.
ولا في ولا بيتابوليك الكالوسيس so the primary problem here is
respiratory
the primary the patient could have what is the etiology here respiratory
alkalosis
so she could have hyperventilation or bronchial asthma or she could be pregnant or aspirin overdose So now, too many differential diagnoses. But at least you got the point. That's part of the alkalosis. Okay, now, it is acute respiratory alkalosis. The compensation, how would you calculate the compensation? This is acute respiratory alkalosis. Respiratory alkalosis, each decrease by 10, like I will go by 2. So how would you calculate? Who would like to calculate? So the VCO2 went down by how much?
10.
10. We decided that we will take the one in between, like 35 and 45, we'll take 40 as normal. Why? Because we don't know this patient's normal VCO2. This is 40 or 30. So this is?
10.
So the bicarb should go down
two.
By?
2.
By 2. The bicarb will be normal between 22 and 20, 24 plus minus?
26.
So 24. So the bicarb is 21. So is this right or wrong?
Right.
Right. So put down by 2. So this is primary problem is respiratory alkalosis alone. There's nothing different, nothing secondary. Clear? Why do we say there's nothing secondary? Because the composition. It's approximately the same, so there's nothing. Respiratory alkalosis, we went through the potential etiology here. We'll skip them. Respiratory acidosis, how many know that? Again, acute is the patient. One day will, a few hours, presented with hyperventilation, hypoventilation. Or he had COPD, and he presented with shortness of breath. In the current pH is normal, and VCO2 is high, like let's say 80, and bicarb is higher, let's say 32. So this is chronic respiratory alkalosis. Back in its compensated, patient is stable, but he is known to have COPD. Yeah, if they can compensate it, it's chronic. If they can be, it is normal, the VCO2 is high, and bicarb is high. So this is chronic respiratory acidosis. But it's compensated. We see it commonly in patients with COPD. How would I know this is chronic? I have an ABG for this patient a long time ago when she's stable or he is stable. I know this is ABG, the baseline. He could present with acute on top of chronic. How would that happen? The pH would be abnormal. The VCO2 would be high, very high, let's say 100. Bicarb would be, let's say, in the chronic one was 32, so still 32. So this is acute on top of chronic. Acute alone, the patient with VCO2 will be high, the bicarb will be normal. And the pH will be abnormal. Is this clear?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the respiratory acidosis, the chronic one, is COPD. There is no other example. Most of them, they are COPD.
And the tau, compensated, acute.
Yes, it's acute. It's not compensated, sorry, it's not compensated. But the primary problem, so it just happened, there is no time for the compensation to happen. acute, sorry, respiratory alkalosis, or we are dealing with other problems.
It can compensate.
If it's compensated, the pH should be normal. This is the problem when we calculate based on assumption. We're taking the bicarb to be normal as 24. Like, we don't know this patient. Maybe it's not as abnormal as this. We lack the kind of the pH is abnormal, it's not compensated. But the calculation is for, are we dealing with primary problem or is there something else? Primary, are we dealing with one problem or there's more than one problem?
Maybe
the compensation. The most likely this is acute, there is no time for the compensation, or there is metabolic acidosis with that. See? Like if you see the difference is one, you can skip it. It's not necessarily your house. We have to interpret every single thing, one difference or two. Is this clear, as far as acidosis? As far as the mechanism, pH is 7.2, acidemia, PCO2 is 60, bicarb is 24. What is this? Acute, as far as example, hypofiltration, the one we either see in this problem, nerve, neuromuscular junction, or chest wall abnormality, or COPD is the first presentation. He's not a retainer. And COPD, they could retain chronic CO2, or they could retain it only when they are sick. And they still have some reversibility in their area. Is it compensated?
No.
Why? The pH is abnormal. You don't need to calculate for compensation. It's already abnormal. Does this patient have another problem apart from respiratory acidosis? You can calculate. You can calculate. The PCO2 went up by how much?
2.
So it went up by 20. So my atom bicarb should go up by
2.
It didn't go. So this is either this is acute, it didn't have the time. We said the kidney didn't have time yet to compensate. So it's uncompensated. That's why the PCO2. Or the patient have another problem. Like if, logically, if the patient is presenting just today, the kidney did not have time to compensate.
So, the compensation can be by cap, can come by 2 or by 4 for this patient?
By 2.
That's 20.
Every respiratory acidosis and respiratory alkalosis. By 1 or 2?
1.
So it would be, yes, it would be the same. Respiratory alkalosis is different from respiratory acidosis, but acute different from the chronic. So acidosis is 1, alkalosis is 2. Acidosis chronic is 2 to 3. Or 4 to 3 to 4. Treatment of this patient?
Ventilation.
So I'll give them ventilin or bronchodilator, and they might need non-invasive ventilation. If they are not responding, you might need to intubate and treat their underlying COPD. But yesterday, we need to be in the following patient. 24-year-old male with a future respiratory disease for 2 days. With past 64 kilograms, what do you expect his energy to be like?
Respiratory acidosis.
So acute respiratory?
Acidosis.
So he's hyperventilated. So he could have acute respiratory alkalosis. واحد من الشرائح يقول acute respiratory acidosis. So it depends on the severity. So you could have, in a bronchial asthma patient, you could have acute respiratory acidosis, you could have acute respiratory alkalosis depending on the severity. Or you could have problems. So it all depends on the severity. 67-year-old woman, hypersensitivity, COPD, presenting with cough touch on she could have chronic respiratory acidosis. Like in her, she's presenting with what?
Pneumonia.
She will be decomposed. But then not all COPD will have chronic respiratory acidosis. Then not all COPD have retention. Yes, she's COPD, but she had mild disease. She is not retained. So the example here, she could have acute respiratory acidosis,
أو respiratory alkalosis on top of
or acute on top of chronic. صح ولا لا؟
Acute.
It's a differential. I'm not saying 100% should have.
ما عندي compensation يا دكتور.
يعني she is, we don't know about her usual state. She could have COPD and she could have retention, so she will have chronic respiratory alkalosis. Now she's presenting acute, so she will have acute on top of chronic. Or she could just be COPD, regular COPD, and will present acutely with acute respiratory acidosis. It's a definition like any scenario you can put here as well. I could say she could have respiratory acidosis, she had severe metabolic acidosis. So what's the main mechanism, or the main ABG that you could see in such? 7.25. 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 5.25 صح ولا لا؟ كلها acid. Then bicarb is acid. What BCO2 is acid. So we have acidosis. Where is the other?
Metabolic
acidosis. Why metabolic? Why do you say metabolic?
Because he's trying to compensate, but his lung is not functioning good. Metabolic acidosis.
If you have metabolic acidosis, what would happen? You'll hyperventilate. You'll try to wash out BCO2. So the BCO2 should go down.
Yeah.
Like in this patient, you have two. What's the primary problem?
Respiratory
more. Wait, let's take it one by one. PCO2, if you take it as 40, it went up by 10. So if it is respiratory acidosis, the bicarb should go by?
2-1.
Should go up by?
2-1.
By 1. Like in the bicarb, it didn't go by 1. In 24, it went down. So we have?
Metabolic.
Metabolic.
How do you compensate? Let's take it the other way. If we say this is metabolic, the bicarb, the PCO2 should go down by how much?
20.
That's not a calculation.
So here we'll calculation of shall calculate. In this patient, probably this patient had both metabolic acidosis and respiratory acidosis. Does it really matter which started first? Probably not. Clinically, I don't think it will make any big difference. And sometimes you'll find it difficult to find out what would be the primary, what started first. By history, you can say most likely this patient started, for example, with respiratory symptom. And I did not give you the age, I did not give you anything. It doesn't help you a lot. So sometimes it will be very difficult to distinguish between what would the primary, in particular if you have two pathological, like acidosis or alkalosis. And I'll bring you the again the same, exactly the same. Which one started first? So it depends. And this patient, I would say, respiratory. Why? The most likely this patient has chronic respiratory, the primary problem. And now maybe he's presented with sepsis, hypotension, or something else, or renal failure. So if I give you the history, you'll be able to figure out what is the primary and what is the secondary. Acute respiratory acidosis 1 to 10, chronic respiratory acidosis 3 to 10, respiratory alkalosis 2 to 10, and the respiratory alkalosis 4 to 10. I'll give you this slide. How do you need to calculate the compensation? Next case study, 70-year-old smoker present with acute onset of shortness of breath, ABG 7.3. Are we dealing with?
No.
ACT. PCO2 is? what we are dealing with, this parameter. Like, so we are dealing with this parameter as it goes. Most likely related to, it's your with you're 70 years of age, most likely related to one. You can calculate now the compensation, it's not compensated for sure. Does he have any other underlying problem? You can calculate. 60 went up by 20, it should go up 3. He should be from 24 to 3, it should be 20, be compensated. That's uncompensated, but it should be higher than this. Now, he might have, this is acute, the kidney did not have time to compensate, or he have chronic, yeah, acute on top of chronic.
يعني دكتور مو حسيتك؟ مو يعني باي كارب رجل ادفع من 24 الى 30 يعني 6
طيب so this patient had a normal PC, pH so he is acidotic PCO is high so it is respiratory acidosis the باي كارب is high usually in respiratory alcohol acidosis the باي كارب حصل acute onset within one day or so usually does not happen in one day, 24 to 40 hours, but it's high. So that indicates to me there might be chronic element. Now he's presenting with acute and top chronic. How would I confirm and make sure? If I have his all ABGs when he is stable, pH is normal, PCO2 is high, and bicarb is high.
Can we depend on venous blood gases?
You can depend on that the PCO2 will not be active, PCO2 will be higher than. So, in a patient with COPD or other, you need to have
في البيشنت هذا عنده ميتابوليك ميتابوليك اسيدوسيس
لا
بعدين جته
لا ما عنده اسيدوسيس باي كارب از هاي
يمكن كومبنسيتنج
لا ديز نوت كومبنسيت يعني في اتش از نورمال اسيدوتيك بي سي او 2 از هاي هيز بريزنتنج اكيوتلي
هو هاير ذان نورمال
هاير ذان نورمال يس
يعني يمكن يكون عنده ميتابوليك اسيدوسيس
لا ميتابوليك عنده ميتابوليك كومبنسيت ميتابوليك اسيدوسيس عنده كرونيك ريسبيرتوري اسيدوسيس compensated this for metabolic alkalosis, but now he's presenting with acute and topical. Let's move on to the metabolic acidosis. Whenever you are confronted with metabolic acidosis, you have to do one thing or two things. Anion gap, you have to calculate the anion gap. How would you calculate the anion gap? And the normal anion gap is? 10 minus, plus minus 2. In patient with acute anion gap metabolic acidosis, you have DKA, or diabetes related, or starvation related, or lactic acidosis, or any overdose like ethanol, methanol, and others. Or if you have non-anion gap, you have only two things, diarrhea and aortic acidosis. What type of acidosis? Again, it's not, yeah, it's not the scope of your tell me that the patient has non-anion gap, tell me whether it's related to no diarrhea or aortic acidosis. How would you know it's diarrhea? Patient history. I'll make it simple for you. If you have non-anion gap, either you have two options: the anterior acidosis or there. There is something else. In metabolic acidosis with high anion gap, how would you know this is the acid coming from the body or outside the body? There is something called osmolar gap. What do you mean by osmolar gap? How would you calculate the osmolarity? 2 multiplied by sodium. 2 multiplied by sodium. Plus glucose plus sodium. So this will give you the calculator. The measure, the lab. We'll just put it in the lab and the measure is for you. Usually there is no difference between the two. The measure and calculator. Within 10. The difference within 10. Like if you have more than 10, something has been added to. If the current measure is higher than the calculated, matter there has been something added to the blood. Is it clear? In any patient with metabolic acidosis, high anion gap, we know the acidosis is either coming from the body, like lactic acidosis or like DKA, or coming from outside, like methanol, ethanol, and others. The methanol and ethanol, they have osmolarity, their own osmolarity, just like the glucose. Like we are not calculating this. And then the calculated osmolarity, معروفة. صوديوم، جلوكوز، يوريا. فأعطتني مثلاً 250 ولا 275 275 280. This is the calculated. لكن the measured one in the lab is higher than this, let's say 350. Right? What is the gap? المفروض انهم equal. Well, or there is some difference between them up to 10. لكن if the gap is different, معناته there has been something added to the plot. It's an indirect way of knowing what's going on. Possibly if you send the methanol, it will take time to come back. So you calculate it quickly and you can tell this is most likely related. So what do we have here? pH is 6.9. Severe acidosis, not only acidosis. PCO2 is decreased. What do we have here? Look, we're dealing with acidosis. Is the acidosis metabolic or respiratory? Metabolic. And the bicarb is very low. Now we have the primary problem is metabolic acidosis. What's next? لا قبل الكمبنسيشن الان اي قبل كاسيدوز يو نيد تو نو هل هي دي بي اي هل هي كاسيدوز سو يو كالكوليت ذا انجل هاو وود يو كالكوليت ذا انجل طيب كم تكون سو هاي انجل سو واتس يور ديفينيشن دايجنوستس 32 يير اولد مان who had high anion gap, severe metabolic acidosis. What's your options? Diarrhea? Diarrhea? Are there any fibrous acidosis? In this case?
No.
So it could be lactic acidosis, or it could be DKA, or it could be alcohol, or it could be anything. So what do you think is most likely in this patient?
Alcohol.
Why do you say alcohol?
It's alcohol abuse.
عنده depression or عنده history of alcohol abuse and he is young. If the patient is younger than this, but there is no alcohol history, like let's say 50 years of age, female, presented with abdominal pain. Or even 10 DK. If I tell you this is 70 years of age, presenting with abdominal pain, and he had perrectal pain, and his hypotensive. And exactly the same age. Is this DKA? No. Is this diarrhea related?
No.
RTA? Alcohol?
No.
Unlikely. Yani history is unlikely. It could be. Yani واحد عمره 70 مش مو مشكلة. لكن it most likely. The other thing is could be like acidosis. لكن لأنه high potency. What I mean here, from the history and from the age and from the scenario, only one line or two, you'd be able to predict what's going on, even without doing any lab. And you do the lab to confirm. At the end, most likely this is alcohol. So now you would like to do? Okay, liver function test, another lactic severe acidosis. So we'd like to do methanol, it will take time. The other thing you could do, calculate the osmolality and measure the osmolality. The difference is 2 pips, but most likely you are true, you are right, until you get the methanol and the liver. At the same time, you will do lactic acid and ketone, just to confirm, and renal profile. And this patient, what's the treatment? He had severe metabolic acidosis related to alcohol.
Bicarb,
like a severe related to alcohol.
جلوكوز جلوكوز
دايلسيس في سيفير كيسز يو نيد دايلسيس. طيب الايثانول از فيري اكسبنسيف سو سم تايم سم بيشنت دي تيك ميثانول. ار وي ساتيسفايد وذ دايلسيس الون؟ لا بيثانول. Why do we give a patient who had methanol? طينا يعني نزود عليه زود بعد. So the methanol is toxic. The metabolite of methanol is toxic. So we wanted the ethanol there. We are giving the ethanol. And ما أفضل the metabolite of methanol. So the enzyme in the body will be busy with our ethanol. Then ethanol, even if it is metabolized, it's not toxic. It will need time and I'll die. Like methanol, it's toxic. Can cause blindness. And most of the time when you have problem with this, like severe acidosis and related to alcohol, patient will die. Most of the time, no matter what you do. So we dialyze them, we give them methanol, we try to help them, like most of the time they will die.
How can you know this is methanol?
طبعا you can ask the patient is awake or ethanol you can do blood test. But the most of the time the pure ethanol is expensive, not only they can afford it. وتشوف اللي يصنع محليا ويصنع different anything. The pure one is very expensive. So the thing to make it from Cologne and others, it's very very cheap. That's why the quality matters. So the message here, look at the presentation, the patient's age, the gender, and the presentation, hypertensive, young, old, alcohol history, or increase anion gap. This is the differential diagnosis. Case number 8, 68-year-old male, present obesity, took antibiotic for skin infection, present 10 days, episode of 10 episodes of 40 days per day for the last 5 days. pH 7.35, PCO2 is 24, biochar is 18. What does he have? So he had acidemia. Is it metabolic or respiratory? Metabolic. Fine. Metabolic acidosis, what do you need to calculate?
Anion gap.
What is this anion gap?
No. 15.
Is it normal or abnormal?
No.
Nine, doctor.
So 135 minus fluoride?
Normal.
Nine.
Plus 18.
39.
So it's normal. Normal anemia. Why he has normal anemia?
Diarrhea.
Or renal acidosis. Like in this patient?
Diarrhea.
So you see, it's not difficult at all. It's very easy if you focus.
Shit, Nelly.
This case, we'll take it quickly. So pH 7.1. Acidemia. PCO2 is 42. Bicarb is 4. So respiratory or metabolic? Metabolic. What do you need to calculate? Anion gap is elevated. AKA lactic acidosis, renal failure, or methanol, ethanol, and all the toxic intoxication. If it is normal, this is
dairy.
This patient, pH is 7.6. So what do we have? Alkalemia. PCO2 is 40, so it's normal. Bicarb is 59. What does he have?
Metabolic alkalosis.
Why is he having metabolic alkalosis?
Vomit.
How would you treat him? Just give him fluid, he will improve. In metabolic alkalosis, we have two types of metabolic alkalosis. We have saline responsive and saline resistant. Saline responsive, you give him fluid, he will improve. The patient I presented earlier, he is saline responsive. Why? He's vomiting. He had volume depletion. Give him fluid and that's it. This is his thing. How would we confirm? And for academic interest, you can do so urine chloride. If it is less than 20, just like the sodium, most likely this is going to be saline responsive. Do you need to do it in every patient? Probably not. Give him fluid is cheaper than doing urine sodium. It will cost you maybe 100 GL or even more. I give them salt. In patient and home, they don't have anything. They are presented to you. And you did for them ABG for any other reason, or even by cup, not necessarily ABG. You found them to have metabolic alkalosis, and there is nothing, like, they are not volume depleted. And you are suspecting now metabolic alkalosis and chloride responsive. You know for them chloride, urine chloride. If it is low, you know that, high, you know that they are not going to respond to you. Example, primary hyperaldosteronism or secondary hyperaldosteronism. And most of the time they will present with hypertension as well. Metabolic alkalosis and hypertension. And they might present with low potassium. Now, the patient is going to have hypokalemia, alkalosis, and hypertension. How do you treat the underlying cause? Any, first, if you know the previous one, which is very common, and this is one very rare to see. If you don't find any etiology or any cause in the first one, you measure the aldosterone and see whether they are hypertensive, they have... Then once they lose the chloride, once they lose more fluid, the bicarb will be elevated in the blood. It's a balance, just like water. The concentrate will be higher, so you give them more and it will come back. pH is 7.58, PCO 27, bicarb is 24, sorry. What are we dealing with? Alkalosis. Etiology? Hyperventilation, and you can visit the official diagnosis. The last one, towel nylic. COB admitted only history of dyspnea, productive cough, and diarrhea. The 7.14. PCO2 is 30. Bicarb is 10. So this is metabolic acidosis. What is the anemia? So it's 12. So normal anemia. Why this patient has that? Because I have to know the patient is diarrhea or COP. So you have to be very careful. I don't think we should go over this. This is the last one, then of high potential. 58-year-old presented to the Department of Emergency with abdominal pain and hypotension. What do you think is going on? pH is 6.8, bicarb is 5, PCO2 is 36. What does he have? High iron gap metabolic acidosis. Why do you think? Does he have PKA?
Probably.
Ula ethanol. 58.
Decay.
So anemia is high. So it could be decay. Or lactic acid. Most likely in this patient, hypotensive. So he is shocked. So he will have lactic acidosis, most likely. Thank you very much.